This is your Regional Command Southwest Radio Roundup. I'm Lance Corporal Daniel Wools. General John Allen, the newly appointed ISAF commander, visited Marja recently. During the visit, Allen met with Marines under Regimental Combat Team 1. He also traveled to the Marja District Center to meet with the Afghan Security Forces commanders and local government leaders. Allen praised the continuing process of the one-time insurgent stronghold. Marines with the Lone Star Battalion, 1st Battalion, 23rd Marines, helped escort a new batch of Afghan soldiers to their permanent bases recently. The Afghan soldiers had recently finished training in Kabul. 123's job was to get them from Forward Operating Base Ramrod in Kandahar Province to Fob Dalaram in Nimroz Province. Coalition forces typically help bring new Afghan units forward into their battle spaces. Being fresh out of training, the ANA forces lack the logistics and heavy weapons assets to complete the transitions independently. In the open desert of the Nowzad District, Marines of 3rd Battalion 2nd Marines have been busy keeping a key route free of insurgent harassment. The route, dubbed Landi Nawa, provides locals with a means to move goods and traffic between Nowzad and Shir Gazeh, as the Marines intend to keep it open. It's a full-time job for 3-2's weapons company, but it has tremendous benefit to the local populace. Polling by the Marines in the Nowzad District has revealed that their efforts to keep the route clear of insurgent checkpoints has drastically cut down taxation on locals and their goods. The road guard mission is not without danger. Insurgent improvised explosive devices are common along the route, and several Marine trucks have been hit in defense of the road. While the Marines of 3-2 are busy guarding route Landi Nawa, Marine Corps combat engineers and Navy Seabees wrapped up construction of another road in Nowzad recently. The engineers with 7th Engineer Support Battalion and the Seabees with Naval Mobile Reconstruction Battalion 4 were joined by RC Southwest Commanding General Major General John Tulin for the traditional Golden Spike completion ceremony. The 27-kilometer route will link Nowzad and Shir Gazeh and make it easier for locals to get around the area. Many Marine units enjoy a bond of brotherhood, but the Marines of Charlie Company, 1st Battalion, 23rd Marines, put a unique twist on the idea. 90% of the reservist company is of Latino descent. The Marines, based out of Corpus Christi, Texas, have drawn on their similar backgrounds to help make their current deployment a successful one. The company, affectionately known as Carlos, has been the primary defense force for the area around Camp Leatherneck and Camp Bastion since deploying in January. And that's going to do it for your Regional Command Southwest Radio Roundup. I'm Lance Corporal Daniel Wools.